I welcome you as a companion in this reality. Written by Z. Charnot, March 17, 1994. I welcome you as a companion in this realm. I have had this same orientation when I have written before. I may be writing for a single reader, or for very few. So you alone, or you few, who have been prompted to explore these thoughts, I welcome you as a companion in this realm of life, use of life, the value of life, the possible meaning of life. The life sciences formally define life as being capable to reproduce, grow, and respond. Every form we regard as living depends on ribonucleic acid, RNA, or deoxyribonucleic acid, DNA, for its reproductive capacity. This range of life form yields a spectrum from the simplest virus, with a few thousand chemical bases in sequence, to the most complex multicellular organisms we know. Some life forms have become extinct. There are dependencies of a life form upon its environment. These are dependencies which require essential inclusions and essential exclusions. All life assimilates and eliminates. Something enters, something leaves. Some of what enters is in the form of substance. Some of what enters is in the form of energy, example heat or light. Some of what enters is in the form of pattern, data, information, knowledge. Some of what exists is called residue or waste. Again, elimination involves substances, energy, and some pattern, but all that leaves isn't an elimination. Some of what is exported is effort, behavior, information, pattern, design, communication, etc. I would regard life as being characterized by a function of progressively relating more to more, more extensively. I regard intelligence as the ability to relate forces, forms, motions, space, time, substance, to provide patterns involving sequence, rate, number, dimensions, space, volume or territory, direction, posture, position, state, duration, etc. Regular and uniform patterns of order are dependent upon invariant definition and are responsive to logic. The kind of order found in living substances, living form, and living behavior involves diversity, uniqueness, and complementarity. Life order depends upon similarities and differences. Natural intelligence uses associative structures and patterns. Metaphors depend upon components of similarity, similar enough to be brought together and different enough to benefit once brought together, to permit possibilities to be generated. Life evolves. The changes of evolutionary transformation have a direction. Life evolves in the direction of a greater oneness. Life is a freedom gaining and freedom granting process. Life evolves following system gains.